With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Encouraged by Biden immigration and border policy, a huge caravan of migrants is trudging north through Mexico, seeking to join the millions of other illegal immigrants who have arrived in the U.S. under President Biden's watch.
With cars whizzing by, this caravan of some 6,000 migrants have been walking for miles from near the Guatemala border in the hopes they can reach the U.S.-Mexico border to make their case. In Spanish, Marvin Flores says this is not how his family expected to spend their Christmas away from home.
Primera Navidad que pasamos lejos de casa.
Saying they're trying to make a better life for their children. Many have limited food and sleep on cardboard boxes on the ground. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due in Mexico City Wednesday to hammer out new agreements to control the surge of migrants seeking entry into the United States. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And congressional talks on immigration and the border crisis set to resume at midweek. Republicans insist on tightening border security before they'll approve any additional funds for Ukraine and Israel. And they're demanding money for border security, not for speeding up the processing of illegal aliens into the country. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. has attacked Hezbollah targets in Iraq following a drone attack by the Iranian-backed rebels that wounded several American service members in northern Iraq. One of the Americans was critically injured in the drone attack by the Iranian-backed rebels. Following the break for Christmas, it is back to work today on Wall Street. While many markets are closed abroad for Boxing Day, Wall Street is back in business. Following a modest decline on the final day before Christmas, the Dow opens this morning at 37,385. This is SRN News. Two popular evangelists will be doing some traveling in 2024.
Franklin Graham gets started early with a major gospel festival in Mexico City in mid-February. He's scheduled to lead a similar event in Krakow, Poland in April. Graham's son Will has a stadium event lined up for Porto, Portugal the same month. Both men are likely to add some international festivals in coming months. Franklin did five of them in 2023. He's also got a lengthy tour of the Southwest U.S. on tap. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A number of major abortion cases expected to be decided by the courts in 2024. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up the question of whether the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the abortion drug mifepristone was appropriate. Women in Idaho, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas are suing over being denied abortions while facing pregnancy complications. Other state courts considering several challenges to abortion bans. This is SRN News. It's a hoax that taxes public resources, putting first responders at risk. A prank caller tried to summon police and other first responders to the Rome, Georgia home of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene on Christmas Day.
A spokesperson for the Rome Police Department revealed that a man in New York called the Georgia suicide hotline claiming that he had shot his girlfriend at the lawmaker's home and was going to kill himself next. However, it turned out to be a hoax. After swiftly contacted Green's private security, the local police verified the situation was a swatting attempt. Authorities found no reason to respond since her security detail had the situation under control. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Futures suggest a higher open this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures up 38 points. NASDAQ futures 30 points higher. More details at SRNNews.com.